Hello, hello, hello. In this short lecture, I want to talk about infrastructure as a service versus platform as a service versus functions as a service versus backend as a service. I know it's a long title, but we have four main categories of cloud computing. I didn't even mention software as a service, but software as a service, typically, it's just a front-end application with a heavy backend and does not allow a rich application environment. It's not like you would go to Gmail or Google Docs or some other SaaS applications and you can configure a lot inside. So it's more for the users, but it's still related to cloud computing. That's why I mentioned it. So now let's dive into the cloud computing for developers. So let's start with the basics, with the most biggest foundational piece, infrastructure as a service. So IaaS, infrastructure as a service, that's when you basically rent some computing power in the forms of virtual machines. So think about a Linux machine. It could be Debian, CentOS, pretty much all the OSs, Microsoft OS. You would just rent them and in the huge data centers of those companies such as Google, Microsoft, and Amazon, they would create this virtual machine, but probably this virtual machine would be hosted with many, many other virtual machines on a completely different set of hardware. But you don't know any of that because it's all virtualized. It's all encapsulated. It's all separated and independent. It's pretty secure. You would get your VM. No one else can get inside. You can also encrypt it, of course. So you would get it. It's virtual. There's no actual hardware that you need to buy and provision. You can get it in seconds. And of course, you can do whatever you want to do inside of that VM. So that's infrastructure as a service. If you're using Node, you would install Node, obviously. You need to get the source code to that machine. So you would install Git or use rsync. And you would slowly build your own stack, your own tech stack. Now, let's move to the platform as a service. Platform as a service greatly simplifies the development and the deployment of applications. How does it do that? Well, it provides you with the application environment. So you don't need to worry about patching your Linux OS if there are some security issues. You don't need to worry about scaling. You can just log into website and move the slider to increase the CPU power or use the command line to increase the CPU power to get more scalability out of your application. So you don't worry about a lot of those things such as patches, versions, they're taking care of you. All you have to do is just provide your source code. And typically developers like to use Git to push their code to pass to platform as a service solution. Heroku is one of the first and very popular solutions. It works okay with Node.js. Now.sh is a purely Node.js based solution. And then AWS, of course, has its own set of solutions. Elastic Beanstalk is one of them. Now, let's move on to another two solutions. BaaS, Backend as a Service. Backend as a Service, it's very similar to PaaS in terms of that it simplifies the development. You don't need to worry about your database, and sometimes even you don't have to have a backend. All you are getting is a link. Sometimes you can use a script tag for your HTML, and you would get the entire either a backend, either database, such as Mongo database via Compose servers or AWS DynamoDB. Or you can even put some logic such as authentication and some data validation into BaaS as well. And the last category of cloud computing for app developers is FaaS. FaaS is functions as a service. It's even simpler than PaaS. There is no applications. You only provide small pieces of code called functions. So functions or lambdas, you put them in the cloud and you configure when and how to run them with certain parameters. They could be triggered by an HTTP request, but it doesn't have to be an HTTP request. It could be some internal call, such as AWS notification, for example. So that's it for all the four categories. We started from the foundation and then we moved to more and more abstracted layers, which allow developers to develop faster and easier without having to worry about a lot of things, a lot of important things. That's it for this Node University short lecture, and have a great day.